Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here midweek, Wednesday, January the 18th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 36 degrees and hazy skies here in Marion. Good to be with you for the ride this morning. We've got a lot of information to cover here this morning. Now, I'm going to start with kind of a strange story, and then we're going to come back to something that brought a lot of news about yesterday. Last night, when I got done at work, I thought, you know, we all do car maintenance. You know, little things with the car that we keep putting off. Well, with the holidays and everything going on, I had been putting off a lot of little car maintenance. Like, I'll give you a for instance. Back in November, I think it was, I had my brake pads replaced, and a little bit of the brake dust had gotten on the rims, and the rims had really not been cleaned in quite a while. So I've been meaning to clean off the rims of my car, the chrome rims. And then I knew my car needed to have the oil looked at. I had not done that in about a year. But I didn't drive a whole lot last year. I don't even remember taking any out of city trips last year in my car. So I thought, well, you know, I need to get the oil looked at. And I also, for about the last 3 weeks, which, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but my tire light came on about 3 weeks ago. And I thought, you know, and I looked at all my tires, and I kept, usually when your tire light comes on, you can see that you have a low tire, or you can see it pretty fast after the tire light comes on. And my tire light came on and never went off, but I could not figure out which tire had low air. Usually it's the front tires, but they didn't seem to be very low, and the black tires didn't seem to be low at all. So I had all these things piling up. So yesterday, it was kind of a beautiful day, 50 degrees yesterday afternoon in January. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to get all this maintenance done. So I checked my oil, and everything seemed to be okay there. It was a little low. So I thought, well, I'll go get 2 quarts of oil, which I did, from the auto store. So I got my 2 quarts of oil. Then I went and got air. Pumped up the tires. What I did find out, it was one of the back tires that was a little low. It wasn't actually the front tire, but they're all good, and the light went off. And I had some chrome cleaner, wheel chrome cleaner at home. I just had never used it because that's very potent stuff if you've ever used it. A matter of fact, they tell you to keep it 6 inches away from you when you spray it and all that. So, came home. Got the funnel out, put the oil in the car, checked the oil. The oil's back to where it needs to be. The tire light is off, still off this morning, so everything's good there. But here was the problem with the chrome. Now, you have to have the car outside when you do this, because whatever is on your tire kind of leaks off, and it is potent stuff again, so you don't want to do it in a closed room like a garage. So I spray this stuff, and I read the label where it said, keep 6 feet away from you. Well, wouldn't you know it, I spray this stuff, and as soon as I spray it, a big wind gust comes along because I'm standing out in the driveway, and, you know, I could feel like something had went in my eye, my right eye. You know, just kind of that burning sensation. Now, here's what I want to say. What in the world? Because my eye did not tear up. I did not, lose any vision. I looked at my eye in the mirror. It was not red. It was not irritated. It just kind of felt like a burning sensation. Now, what do you do in that particular situation? Because you certainly don't want to go to the ER and get a huge doctor bill. And at that point, all the doctors are closed. So you're not going to run by your doctor's office. And apparently, I turned out okay. Because I got up this morning, and it was still burning a little bit. You know, just kind of a little burn in the eye. But really nothing more than that. And I looked at it again. It's not red. There doesn't seem to be anything wrong with it. But what in the world do you do in that situation when you're using such abrasive chemicals? Now, the good news is, not only is my tire light off, not only do I have two new quarts of oil in the car, but my rims all look normal again. You know, that dust on there from the brake pads and just normal wear and tear is now gone. They look fresh and ready to go again. But what do you do in that situation where something like that blows back in your eyes? Because there are a lot of chemicals like that. A lot of chemicals around the house that you clean with. A lot of chemicals that work on the car that will do that. A lot of paint. Things with painting will do that. Does anybody have any idea what you're supposed to do when something like that happens? I still have a little burn in the eye. It didn't affect my vision at all. Well, we'll find that out this morning when I try to read things. But has anybody ever had that problem where something blew in your eye that wasn't supposed to be near your eyes? And you kind of got that burning sensation? Now, are you supposed to wear goggles when you're doing these things? Because I do not have a pair of goggles. You know, at one point, I did have a pair of those safety glasses. Maybe I should try to find those and see, maybe wear those when I'm out doing things like this. Cleaning the chrome off the hubcaps of the car. Cleaning the chrome on the hubcaps of the car, I guess is what I should say. Phone lines are open if you have any thoughts. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on that when you're out doing car maintenance or house maintenance or anything like that? It was an unpleasant feeling when it first went in, but after that, not too bad. You know, I really wonder. I mean, obviously, you would not want to spray this stuff directly in your eyes, but I really wonder what kind of damage it does. Have you ever thought about that? You know, if some of this stuff actually blows in your eyes, what kind of damage would it actually do? Clearly, having it in your hands and rubbing it in your eyes or spraying it in your eyes would have a bad effect. But when it just blows in your eyes because there's a strong wind outside, do you think it has any big adverse effect? Anybody out there who works on a lot of cars or who does a lot of house cleaning with these chemicals? I don't know. If you got any thoughts, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, aside from everything else, I felt like a real dope because I was trying so hard to do everything right. Got the oil in the car right, didn't spill any of that anywhere. Got the tires blown up right. Didn't feel, or inflated is a better term. Got the tires inflated right, didn't have any trouble there, and was trying to clean these hubcaps off, these chrome hubcaps, and boy, I was so close to getting everything right. But that's showbiz, I guess. Now, the big story of the morning, this is kind of funny to me because it's been a running story with us, and I never dreamed it would do what it did yesterday. Now, here was the story. We have been following the Del Taco drama here in Marion for over a year now. You know, Del Taco bought the land next to Perkins. They knocked down the old business that was there. They started to build the new business, and then the business did not open, and we found out that this business was for sale for like $3 million, And then all of a sudden, I think sometime back in December, it was reported that Del Taco was going to open up on January the 18th, which would be today. And everybody got excited. And then yesterday, we had a phone call from somebody who said they had talked to somebody and Del Taco was not going to open up on January the 18th. Well, after we went off the air yesterday, I did end up talking to one of the representatives from Del Taco in this area. Not somebody who works at Del Taco, is going to work at the local Del Taco. This was somebody who actually had knowledge of everything going on. Probably like a district manager or something like that. So here's the story on the Del Taco. The Del Taco now is not going to open until February the 8th. It will not open today. It will open on February the 8th, which I believe is a Wednesday. Wednesday, February the 8th. Also, their hours of operation, we got their hours of operation. Their hours of operation will be 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. So think about that. I was talking to somebody about that last night. 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. daily. Aside from Denny's and the three McDonald's in town, what business, like fast food-wise or even food-wise in general, is open past midnight? Well, Del Taco will be. Their hours every day, 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. starting on February the 8th. Now, here's some more information for you that I think you might be interested in. If you download their app, you know every business has an app now for your cell phone or mobile device or whatever you use. If you download the Del Taco app and you're a first-time Del Taco app user, you get a free taco just for downloading the app. So if you have not went to a Del Taco anywhere and you're waiting for them to open up here on February the 8th, if you download the app on your phone, when you go there on February the 8th, you will get a free taco. And I was also told that all through the month of February, there will be a deal every day. Not necessarily something free every day, but there will be a deal every day in the month of February on the Del Taco app. So that's the story with Del Taco. They are not opening today. They are not opening January the 18th. They will open February the 8th, Wednesday, February the 8th, the daily hours, 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. Download the app if you've never used it before, and you will get a free taco. And then every day in the month of February, there will be a deal on the app that you can use at Del Taco. Now, here's what I want to talk in regard to this. You know, anytime there is an incident in town, let's say a murder, a robbery, a fire, something like that, we put it on our Facebook page. And we also run it on our news report. Well, you know, usually you get about maybe anywhere from 10 to 40, sometimes 50 people will share that news story. A few weeks ago, we had the news story about the crash out on, where was the crash? Was it out on 309? Well, there was a crash in Marion a couple weeks ago, and I think it had something like 36, 37 shares. You know, that's in the general neighborhood of where that goes. We put this story up about Del Taco yesterday, somewhere around 11 o'clock. As of this morning, not even 24 hours of this story being up. Now, don't look on the Facebook page. I want somebody to try to guess this morning. How many shares do you think it has? Now, remember, it's only been up about 20 hours now. 21 hours. And normally, if there's a car accident, murder, something like that, we get between 30 and 50 shares. Now, the story on Del Taco's opening date, being February the 8th, How many shares do you think it has in 21 hours? Give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I find this fascinating. Because the opening of a restaurant is not really something that you would consider to be like headline news. It would not be that way. But for some reason, there seems to be a lot of interest in this Del Taco. So remember, a news story usually gets between 30 and 50, and sometimes lower than that. You know, if the news story has been reported a lot of different places, it doesn't even get that many. So how many shares do you think that the Del Taco story has gotten in the last 21 hours since we put it up on our Facebook page, our social media website? And again, Del Taco will open up here in Marion February the 8th, daily, 7 a.m. to 3. Go ahead, caller.
Let's just say 100.
Well, not 100, but you're close. I'll give it to you. 97.
97?
Can you imagine a murder, car crash, whatever? They usually get between 30 and 50, and sometimes less than that. The Del Taco story has been up for 21 hours, and as of this morning, it's got 97 shares.
Oh, and did you talk about the fire out at LaRue?
You know, we haven't.
I promised yesterday, and I didn't. It was in the paper, I think, yesterday. I threw some out last night, and I had taken the puzzles at Columbus to work, and I can't find the back part, so I did throw that out. But, yeah, that building, and the man died. That I guess he was living in that building by the pizza place.
Now, this is across the street from the restaurant over there, Cooney's, right?
As you, the light, and you turn right, there's a building there, and I guess the pizza place is JC's. It's the building right beside it, but there was a firewall because they were built years ago, and I don't know if the pizza place had any damage, but the building, I think the firefighters went in, and I don't know if stuff started falling. They had to come out, and then somebody said, well, that man they thought might be in there because he lived there. So I don't know. I'd have to read it again, but if they went back in. But anyway, I think he was 72, but he died.
That's terrible.
They've got a picture in the paper, so.
Well, I did. Yeah, I think I did see that picture somewhere. I don't know if somebody posted it on social media, but I was trying to place where that is. Now, is that across from Cooney's over there?
It's not quite up that far. You know where across, when you turn right at the light as you're entering LaRue and Haverman's Grocery, I don't know if it was still there because I couldn't see that grocery store sign to the left because I was just out there a few days ago, like last week. And it's right across from Haverman's. It's before that Cooney's because Cooney's is on the left and it's on the right. As you just turn to go to the main part of town,
right,
there's a building on the right and there's a long building. I don't know what it was. That's the building that burned. And then J.C.'s is that little pizza place before the railroad tracks, I think, is beside it. But there was something about a firewall. I don't know, years ago if they used to do that. So I don't know if that pizza place got any damage. But from the looks of it, because I read it yesterday in a hurry, and I didn't take the whole paper with me, which I should have. But it looks like the building would probably have to be tore down because the top part of it, you know, look like it was gone and everything. But
so
I'm not so sure the firefighters knew at first that there was somebody in there. So, but they had to come out because I think the stuff was falling on them or something. And then when somebody said, I think it was somebody, you know, could be in there, they live there. So I don't know. I'd have to read it again. But,
so did the pizza place end up being okay?
I think so. The employees had to get out. But I forget what time the fire was because I read that yesterday. I think I called in and I was in a hurry to. I give you the phone number of the. I was say cat lady, but Sue.
Oh yeah, we did.
And,
we did get a hold of it.
See, when I don't have a radio, the little transistor, I can't take it with me when I'm in a different room and I can't play it loud. So and stuff. But
did you get a chance to hear Sue yesterday? We had her on for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah.
That was nice.
Uh-huh.
Did you give her a call for her birthday?
No, I didn't.
Well, hopefully some people
did. I didn't have time yesterday, and I didn't get back till, I don't know if it was about 2:30 or so. So then I had other stuff to do, but and everything. But Scott, I was going to say, I have that letter I'm supposed to be sending, and it's dated in December. Can you get me some printouts of you being in the paper and stuff? And I never thought when you had that fruitcake talk, you should have had a petition there for everybody to sign, and I could have put that in it.
Well, I'll tell you, I was thinking, I know that you had contacted Ralph Thacker, and he was somebody who I bet would be interested in it. And I'll keep looking. I was trying to find some of those articles when I was at the studio last Friday. I'm going to look again this Friday when I'm there to see what I can come up with. But, yeah, I'll work on that. Now, isn't it interesting, though, that this... Why do you think so many people are interested in this Del Taco?
People, I guess, like to eat. But Taco Bell's going to have to do something because when I go to Taco Bell, I don't, go like there that much. But on their tacos, they don't put much. You know what I mean? A little bit of meat, a little bit of lettuce. I think it was over around, I don't know the area because it was really different places. Mansfield over in that, and they just had that taco just full. You know what I mean? It just didn't have a little bit, clear to the end of it. Lettuce, you know, and stuff. And I think that the one in Circleville, I think that Del Taco down there does that. You know, they fill them up where, to me, the taco up here does not, they just put a little bit, you know, and then there's nothing, about half of the taco doesn't have anything, but I have a feeling that they'll put a Danny and Taco Bell. So.
Now, do you have an app where you can download their app so you can get their free taco?
I don't know how to do that stuff. I can't do it on my TV.
No, it has to be done. That would probably have to be done on the cell phone. Do you have one of those cell phones where you can download apps?
I have that old flip phone. I call it the dummy phone. I just turn it on and turn the sound up, and that's all I do.
Well, I was so interested yesterday.
I don't have one of those. I hear you say in McDonald's, but hardly ever go to McDonald's. And, like maybe Arby's and sometimes Wendy's or something, but and stuff. So, you know, that's what hurts people. When they're older, they don't have those new gadgets where they can, where they know how to do that stuff. So.
I was just surprised yesterday when the woman told me that if you've never downloaded that app before, if you do it, and you've never used it anywhere else, you can get a free taco. So I thought, most people in Marion probably don't have that app because we don't have a Del Taco. So if you download it and you go over there on February the 8th, you can get a free taco. So you wouldn't even have to pay for your meal.
Well, maybe I could have my daughter, but on my TV, was it last week, Del Taco had their tacos 50 cents.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And also, I was thinking about their hours. I was talking because they told me it's going to be 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. And
uh-huh.
I was talking to somebody last night, and they said, oh, they'll have to change those soon. And I said, well, I honestly think that's a smart thing to do because Taco Bell does not open that early, and they don't stay open that late. And the only other place I can think of in Marion that's open past midnight would be McDonald's, the three McDonald's locations, or Denny's. But Denny's, you got to go inside. So other than McDonald's, which, we have three on Main Street, Delaware Avenue, and Mount Vernon Avenue, if you don't want that kind of fast food, you can still go to Del Taco till 3 a.m. and get their food. So I think that might be a smart idea.
I think Taco Bell, on weekends, can't you go through there at 3, and don't they? They have breakfast, so you can go through there at 5 or 6 in the morning.
Well, you know what? Let me look here. I'll check Del.
I think they do, because I don't go, through those places, but sometimes I'll glance at their signs, and I believe weekends at 3, and I don't know through the week if it's that, but, and then I don't know about Raleigh, because I hardly ever go there. It seems like they might be open after midnight. I'm not for sure.
Well, I'm looking at our Taco Bell. Now, they open at 9 a.m. every day, so that'd be 2 hours after Del Taco. and they close. Now, they are open late. They're open till 1 a.m., except Friday and Saturday. Friday and Saturday, too. So Del Taco's got them beat by 2 hours every weekday, and then by 1 hour on Friday and Saturday. So they are still open later than Taco Bell.
In I thought they opened before 9, because not very long ago, I went through there. I was out, like, early at 8 or 8:30, and they were doing breakfast, and you couldn't order, you know, like, something else on the menu. But I'll look if I go by there again, but I'm pretty sure they opened before 9.
Now, you also say Rally's is open?
I think they're open. Maybe it's just on a Friday and Saturday have later hours. Some of them have later hours because I hardly ever go through there.
It says Rally's opens at 10 a.m. And, they're open till 1 a.m. during the week. And then they are open till 3, but only on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, because some of them I know. Yeah, I don't go to, you know, too many, like, those kind of places or anything. But
I guess I'm not out trolling the roads at 2 in the morning. I don't know that all these places are still open.
Oh, well, lately I don't go out like I used to. We used to ride around over at Finley and everywhere to 2 and 3 in the morning, I tell you.
Well, isn't that interesting that all these places are open? Well, on 95...
I said, we'll be down a road, and I don't remember that good. I said, we've been down this road. He said, yes, we have. We've been on every road in Marion County, Marion.
Now, I wonder what kind of traffic is out there at, let's say, between 1 and 3 in the morning. Is there a lot of traffic going up and down Route 95?
No. We usually go, like, a lot out in the country, but... As we went down, I haven't been, because I don't doctor. Last 3 years, I quit doctoring down at the Milhon Clinic off 315 there in Columbus. And we went down that road. And semis go down that road, and they shouldn't be on it, because they just, by the time they stop and they start, it just backs traffic, and they build all those houses and things. And used to, when my daughter was down there in the 90s, I could back at midnight or something. I'd be the only one on that road coming back.
So
it's not that way anymore. That road's so busy, you wouldn't believe it.
So you're saying these Del Taco tacos, which are fairly inexpensive, are loaded up tacos?
Yeah. The one I saw was a special. I don't know if they had another store opening and they had that special or not. But they're regularly not that price. But I can't remember because I think it's been a couple years since we were down at least a year down, you know, Circleville. And my daughter likes that. So we usually stop there and she gets something and stuff. But no, even Taco Bell, when you go to other places, they're loaded. And you come here and they put a little bit of, I guess, on that taco, a little bit of hamburger, a little bit of lettuce. And then you've got at least half of it. There's nothing, you know, nothing there.
But I forget.
It was over around Mansfield or somewhere in that area. But I couldn't believe how they... You know, the lettuce was falling off. There was so much on the thing. But
I'll tell you something interesting. Since we've been on the air, which has been, you know, what, 40 minutes this morning, we've went from 97 shares to 99. So that's how popular that store is.
I mean, I knew Del Taco, I think, because when I came by there yesterday, they got a big pile of dirt, and nobody was around the place. Of course, you know, they should be in there teaching them. And I thought, well, I'm not coming down this road, you know, tomorrow. Of course, it'll be lying miles back. And then when I seen that pile of dirt, I thought, how can they open? You would think they'd put a sign, grand opening. There's nothing. So I thought, I don't know how that place could open today. So.
Well, yeah, it's definitely not opening today. Going to be February the 8th. She really didn't say the reason for the postponement. Just said that they had to... You know, to be honest with her, I asked her about the January 18th date, and she said it had... She really didn't say that it was ever January the 18th. Now, I'm not saying that it... Maybe it was. Who knows what people tell people? But she said that since December, late December, it's always been February the 8th. So I don't know where this January the 18th date came from. I'm not saying that somebody reported it wrong. Maybe they were told by somebody January the 18th. But this woman who actually worked at Del Taco and was an overseer told me that since late December, it's always been February the 8th.
Yeah, there's a huge pile of dirt there as you would pull in to it, and I thought, and I didn't see if it was covering the driver just right there. It's a big mound of dirt, and you know, no action, no signs or anything up, and I just didn't see how it could open. But I thought today I'd not go on that road for nothing. So,
well, I guess we got 3 weeks to go. 3 weeks from tomorrow, is that right? Yeah, three, because tomorrow's the 19th. Then we'll have the 26th, and then we'll have the 2nd, and then we'll be the 8th. Well, I guess the 8th is Wednesday.
That's my brother's birthday. I'll remember the 8th.
So 3 weeks from today, Del Taco will be open.
Okay. Scott, I didn't know if you could get on the internet. See, I don't know how they do that stuff, and you could put a little thing like a petition. And I don't know if people can mark it or something, assign it. I don't know what people could do on this internet stuff. And if that could be printed out, you know, like, you know, instead of like going to different people and have them sign it. I don't know if there's a way that people can sign stuff, you know, or mark an X or you know, put up about the radio station to be on. And then they, I don't know, there's somebody that, those computers, maybe Adam or somebody, could figure out something, because of course that letter's dated December, so now I don't know whether to redate it or what. So anything you can get me, I didn't know Charlie was in the Columbus Dispatch. I don't know if putting him on would help, you know, something about him or not.
You know, I think the important article is probably the one where the Y men thanked us, because that's a community service and they see that as a community thing.
Yeah, but I got that little thing somewhere. It just mentions you and three other people. You need something where, you know, where like, well, I don't know, like the fruitcake toss, something, you know, that where you've interviewed somebody or, you know, well, I thought Bill Cosby, they would put that in the paper that said that, but they didn't do it. So.
No, that's a whole nother can of worms. But I tell you, if you just put those things down, honestly, like Bill Cosby and fruitcake toss, they'd be able to look them up online. I mean, the newspaper's online, so they would have no trouble finding
them. What's your thing online, your address? I mean, your email.
Well, just have them look at the Marion Star website, because that's where all those articles would be. They'd be able to access them online.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'll just put that, because I keep waiting, and I don't want to keep waiting.
Well, yeah, that's probably easier, because I honestly, we don't keep a lot of those articles. We have a few, but I don't think any of recent times. So, yeah, if you just put down, like, the fruitcake toss and the Bill Cosby interview and maybe the Phil Donahue.
I put, like, that Phil Donahue. I named a few of those, but I didn't, before I started listening, I didn't know what you did or what you did before.
Just tell them to go to the Marion Star website if they have any doubt and check that out. It's all there.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Can you imagine that now? The Del Taco story has been shared 99 times. Now, when I looked right before we went on the air this morning, it was at 97. So we've already had two this morning. Why are stories about food so exciting here in Marion? More than a murder, more than a fire, more than a car accident, the opening of a food place, a restaurant, 99 shares. That's fascinating to me. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Why do you think you know, we've talked about it in good and bad ways, you know, about the traffic that it'll probably cause. We've also talked about when it will open. We've tried to promote that and so on and so forth. Why do you think that place and that story has such a following here in Marion? Now, I will tell you, there are some comments on that story that I think people are getting unhappy because it is taking so long to open. You know, I'm not going to say the names, but I mean, they're public on the social media website. But somebody wrote, boycott this place. Oh, never mind. It will not last anyways. Now, that came from somebody who wrote something on the story. Another person wrote, this place will never open at this rate. Another person wrote, they ain't never going to open. Then somebody else put fresh avocado. Those were some of the comments that were made on the website. Then we had somebody who wrote, I want it to be opened. So I don't know. You know, see, pushing back the date probably has not done them any favors because people want this to be open. We've been hearing about it now for over a year. And I honestly don't know where that open date of January the 18th came from. But I think it got people all stirred up and they wanted it to be open. And I'm not saying that was a wrong date. I really don't know where it came from. I can't even remember. I think a listener sent me that. And I'm not sure where it came from. But, you know, I trust the listeners. And I'm sure that person got it from a reliable source. But it definitely is February the 8th now. So my question is, why is it such an interesting talking point here in Marion now? The opening of Del Taco. And do you think it's going to be a big success? You know, there certainly is a lot of interest. Let's put it that way. You know, according to the comments, good and bad interest. But certainly a lot of interest. Give me a buzz here. 52 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The good part of that story that I found was the hours. Getting to know what the hours would be daily, 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. And that the app, you can download the app on your phone. And if you've never used it before, the first time you go there, you can get a free taco. And there'll be deals every day in the month of February. Now, you know, I did not realize so many restaurants in Marion were open past midnight. You know, in just our little research we did there this morning, we found out that Rally's is open until 1 3 a.m. some nights. We found out that Taco Bell is open till 1 a.m., 2 a.m. on the weekends. Does anybody else know of any other places that are open late like that? See, I thought it was just McDonald's after midnight. But of course, you know, in the area I live in, Rally's is across town, so I'm never really passing that by after midnight. And to be honest with you, I couldn't tell you the last time I was at Taco Bell, so I probably would not notice that they were open so late. But it does look like Del Taco will still have the record here, other than McDonald's, for being open late when they come to the community, because I was told daily that it was 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. Now also, you think that will probably have an impact on the people who work there. You've got to have quite a staff if you're going to be open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. You know, you're only closing for 4 hours a night. So you'd have to have quite a large staff to keep that place operational. What do you make of that? The late hours, the early opening, February the 8th, 3 weeks from today, Del Taco will open. Any thoughts? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Our Del Taco story today. Okay. Well, let's see if we're holding strong here at 99 shares on this story. Okay. Yep. Still 99 shares. 99 shares. In like 21 hours. Isn't that amazing when you really think about it? All right. Don't forget today that Linda Sims will be on from 10:15 until 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. Don't miss either one of those shows. Great programming here on WGH Talk. Linda Sims, 10:15 a.m. until 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy from 12:15 until 1 p.m. All right. Well, We did have a new Family Feud question yesterday. And we also had some of the old Marion trivia questions. Maybe we'll get to those next hour. Is there anything else on anybody's mind? We've got, what do we got here? We got 4 minutes left. Any thoughts on Del Taco? 740-751-4038. And for anybody tuning in, remember the story we got now. Del Taco will not open today, as previously reported. Not by us, but by other people. It will open February the 8th, 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. daily. And if you download the app, if you've never downloaded the Del Taco app before, you can get a free taco the first time you go there. We're doing a lot of nice promotion here for Del Taco, aren't we? And we're getting no money for it. No money, no tacos for this. And also there'll be, I guess, regular deals through the month of February. Every day. So that's the story on Del Taco, February the 8th. So don't go over there today. They're not open. Go over February the 8th. 3 weeks from today. All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Still got 3 minutes left this particular hour. Any thoughts on the Del Taco postponement? To February the 8th. Is this going to tick people off? You know, I was reading some of the comments there on the website. A lot of people unhappy with the postponement. But that's the way it goes. We'll talk more about our Groundhog celebration next hour. Probably get into some of our Family Feud and our Marian history stuff, which that's always fun to do. You know, what used to be here, what used to be there. Kind of go back into the recesses of people's mind. I enjoy that. Okay. So, well, and again, I started off the morning talking about the chrome cleaner, the car chrome hubcap cleaner blowing back in my eye last night. Now, it didn't seem to do anything. The eye didn't get red or blurry or anything like that. But how do you avoid those cleaners? How do you avoid that sort of thing? I think it's very, very difficult, but you try. 740-751-4038. Going to have a lot of games coming up here after the 15-minute break. And again, please don't forget Voice of the People with Linda Sims today, 10:15 until 12 noon, and the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 12:15 until 1 p.m., on your favorite station here. Remember, you can listen to us live on the website, WWGH1071.com, or you can download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device, smart television, laptop, whatever you have, and listen to us live all day long, which is what we want you to do. We want you to stick with us. We've got local news, local obituaries, local weather, and local live talk. So this is the place to be. We're going to step out here for 15 minutes and then come back with much more after this.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper.
Listen to me. That's if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest. And you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because people who have no life are writing books, and they're boring. If you don't like my book,